Thank you, President Norton, and members of the Board of Education, and everyone both present and at home. Good evening. Tonight, I'd like to start off by celebrating, and we're celebrating and recognizing the winners of the first annual QTEA Impact and Innovation Awards. The Quality Teacher and Education Act, otherwise known as QTEA, Prop A, was passed in 2008 and supports these awards, and the Impact and Innovation Awards was designed as a collaborative effort across the San Francisco Unified School District, the United Educators of San Francisco, and the United Administrators of San Francisco. The Impact Awards specifically aim to recognize the strategies happening daily that impact student achievement in our schools. Each Impact winner shared strategies that are moving the needle for our children, including English language learners, and are aligned with our district goals and priorities. The Innovation Awards reward the innovative practices that support our students, staff, and community, and each Innovation winner shared unique, resourceful practices that help build stronger students, staff, and most importantly, community. Throughout this process, we reviewed and received 58 applications, 29 of them for Impact Awards, 29 for Innovation Awards, from over 40 schools in our district. A selection committee of 7 reviewed the applications in a blind process. That is, we did not know who the applications belonged to until the very end, once they were scored and the points were tallied, and then the names were revealed. Ultimately, 10 impact and the top 10 innovation applications were selected. This evening, I would like to congratulate all of those who applied. Each of the applications showed a commitment to moving the needle for student achievement and closing the achievement gap for our students. Ultimately, we want to also share that these strategies and practices will be shared across the district. The Impact and Innovation Fair will take place in the next few months, and this is an opportunity to bring district staff together to learn and share these very strategies and practices. Ladies and gentlemen, often is the case where we look to outside individuals, the prophets from outside our communities, to show us the best way to move student achievement. What I'm so proud of our schools and our communities is that this is a process where we recognize the innovative and impactful strategies that are happening inside our school district, in our schools, in our neighborhoods, with our children, with our parents, in our communities. So I do want to congratulate, and I'm going to read them very quickly, but all of the Impact Award winners: the Chinese Educational Center and their principal Victor Tam, Cleveland Elementary School with their principal Mark Sanchez, Daniel Webster Elementary School principal Moraima Machado, Fairmont Elementary School principal Jeremy Helinski, Francis Scott Key principal Sheila Maffei, Herbert Hoover Middle School principal Carlene Sinkler, Marshall Elementary School principal Peter Anthony Avila, Paul Revere, K-8 principal Stacey Ann Affleck, Sherman Elementary School principal Shara Schenken-Rich, Sunnyside Elementary School principal John Samard. For the Innovation Award winners, and you'll notice that some schools won both an Innovation and an Impact Award, Buena Vista Horace Mann principal Jennifer Steiner, Cleveland Elementary School principal Mark Sanchez, Groton Elementary School principal Matt Reedy, Hillcrest Elementary School principal Richard Zapian, June Jordan High School principal Matt Alexander, Leonard Flynn Elementary School principal Ricky Riley Mendoza, Paul Revere K-8 principal Stacey Ann Affleck, Sherman Elementary School principal Sarah Schenken-Rich, Thurgood Marshall High School principal Martha Torres, and Yickwo Elementary School principal Stephanie Young. May I please ask for a point of personal privilege and ask for all of our award winners to please stand so that we can recognize them with a round of applause. Well done. Well done. Well done. Ladies and gentlemen, it's also with great pleasure this evening that I congratulate our Restorative Practices Department on being a finalist and actually being an award winner for the Golden Bell Award from the California School Boards Association. In 2009, our Board of Education passed a resolution directing that we seek and implement a solution that would provide alternatives to the disproportionate mass suspensions and expulsions in our district. This resolution mandated an essential district-wide strategic change effort to foster positive school culture and change in our disciplinary practices. As a result, our district launched an implementation of restorative practices during the 2010-11 school year, a paradigm shift that is moving us over time towards a district-wide, relationship-based, inclusive, and non-punitive educational community. Since its implementation, approximately 2,700 staff members have been trained in restorative practices. There have been 92 introduction to restorative practices presentations facilitated at school sites with over 2,800 participants and 28 presentations made to parents, families, and our school communities. Our very own Parent Advisory Council has been a big proponent of restorative practices. We wish to congratulate restorative practices as it was selected out of 250 candidates for awards and will be awarded the Golden Bell Award in San Diego on December 7th, 2013. Congratulations again to Carrie Berkowitz and the amazing Restorative Practices Department and staff for their continued commitment to our students. And also kudos to our Associate Superintendent of Student, Family, and Community Department, Kevin Truitt, for his amazing leadership as well. Congratulations. I am also proud to announce, ladies and gentlemen, that the Council of the Great City Schools, which is an organization of the largest urban public school systems in the United States, recently prepared an analysis of performance for schools across the Council of the Great City Schools across the nation that receive school improvement grants, SIG grants, as part of the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. I am very proud to announce that our San Francisco schools who received the grant awards based on the preliminary, as of yet, non-published analysis, the San Francisco schools that received the grant awards have the highest gains related to the other six California school districts who received the grants. In the annual year of 2009-10, our students were proficient in math at 26.9%, and in 2011-12, that rose to 47.25% of our students. There was also a significant reduction in the students that were scoring far below basic in math. The percentage of those students scoring far below basic dropped from 12.23 in school year 2009-10 to 7.74 in the school year 2011-12. Our schools made similar gains. What should be going up went up, and what should be going down went down in English language arts as well. When this report is published, and it's an empirically valid study, it will be presented to the U.S. Department of Education as evidence of successful implementation of school improvement grants. We, as a San Francisco community, should feel very, very proud of the fact that our schools have implemented to such a degree and are impacting student achievement to the degree that they are. So congratulations to all of the school improvement grants, the communities, the teachers, and the staff at all of those schools for the work very well done. I would also like to very quickly mention that the San Francisco Unified School District Library Books has hit 1 million books in circulation this fall. And this is not something to sneeze at. It's a result of more librarians and more money for books over the last few years. Thank you to PIEF. As libraries grow, new book clubs have been springing up across the district where students and staff alike take breaks to come together and discuss a chosen title they've checked out from the library. The boost in library books and librarians come from increased funding from the Public Education Enrichment Fund, known as PIEF. There are now 80 part-time and full-time librarians in 103 of San Francisco's public schools. While many of our colleagues across the state are cutting librarians, we're increasing our librarians. San Francisco voters will soon be asked to renew PIEF, and the community is invited to help shape the future plan for PIEF investments. There are two more meetings for your voice to be heard, including one that's being held right now at the Chinatown North Beach at the Gordon J. Lau Elementary School at 950 Clay Street. And that will happen from 6 to 9 p.m. And the final community meeting will be in the Mission Potrero Soma area at Cesar Chavez Elementary School, 825 Shotwell Street, on Thursday, November 14th from 6 to 9 p.m. We encourage all of our families to please come out and show their support and have their voice heard as we look at renewing and going forward to renew PIEF. And just a point of personal privilege, I think it would be sad for me not to also recognize a recently retired executive director in our Student Family Community Support Department, Ms. Claudia Anderson, for her incredible leadership in helping to launch our Restorative Practices Initiative in San Francisco. So, Claudia, wherever you are, hope you're not listening to the board meeting. I hope you're on vacation somewhere. But when you hear this, thank you from all of us. And that Golden Globe has got your name written all over it as well. Thank you.